From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Israeli government and Palestinian militants have agreed to a long-term ceasefire in Gaza. The truce ends 7 weeks of violent conflict that brought about over 2,200 casualties. Militant group Hamas claims the deal, which was brokered by Egypt, is a victory for the resistance and shows Hamas has won the fight. But in reality, the terms of the deal are a return to the previous ceasefire from 2012. The United States gave its support for a long-term ceasefire, as expressed here by State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We view this as an opportunity, not a certainty. Today's agreement comes after many hours and days of negotiations and discussions, but certainly there's a long road ahead.
The U.S. has started surveillance flights over Syria. President Barack Obama has authorized the missions in order to gain intelligence on the activities of Islamic State militants. It could pave the way for U.S. airstrikes inside Syria, where the jihadist group controls vast stretches of territory. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The White House says Obama has not approved any military action inside Syria, but Pentagon officials have been drafting a range of options for him, including airstrikes. The surveillance flights include unmanned drones as well as manned aircraft to gather intelligence that would likely be needed before the president could take any further action. Obama has resisted military action in Syria, but Pentagon officials are said to have advised him that the only way the threat from IS can be fully eliminated is to go after the group there. The US is already carrying out strikes against IS in neighboring Iraq. Kate Fisher, Washington.
French President François Hollande has named a new government following the cabinet's resignation over a bitter row over economic policy. Mr. Hollande has let go ministers who rebelled against his direction of tight fiscal restrictions. Europe correspondent Jack Perrock has more.
It wasn't the return from the summer holidays French President François Hollande was hoping for, as three of his ministers rebelled against his decision to continue to follow what's perceived as German-imposed austerity measures. The French economy has seen two consecutive quarters of no growth, and the president's popularity in France is down at 17%.
As schools start up again in the United States, official figures show that this will be the first year where white students will be in the minority. This is due to the country's changing demographics, particularly due to a rise in Hispanic school children in the U.S. So, for the first time, the percentage of white students in the country's body has fallen below 50%, with 26% of students Hispanic and 15% African American. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Pedro Poroshenko are meeting in Minsk to discuss the ongoing crisis in eastern Ukraine. The talks in the Belarusian capital come amid growing tension between the two countries over Kiev's military operation against pro-Russian rebels. Our correspondent Tom Barton is in Minsk, and he says that official Russian statements this week are likely to have further angered Kiev.
Here in Minsk, the planned talks between Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin may have had some spanners thrown into the works after comments by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Among them, that there was another convoy that was being planned to be sent across the Russia-Ukraine border. They were going to try and get agreement for that with the Ukrainians, but without agreement, judging by the past convoy, which was sent across anyway, much to international outrage, the potential lies for that to happen again.
And an earthquake aftershock measuring 3.9 on the Richter scale has rattled the Northern California area hit by a 6.0 earthquake over the weekend. The earthquake came at a critical time for Napa County's multi-billion dollar wine industry in the midst of its harvest. And as cleanup crews continue their efforts, damage estimates are climbing. Rachel Silverman reports from Napa.
The U.S. Geological Survey estimates the 6.0 magnitude earthquake caused as much as $1 billion in damage. According to Kinetic Analysis Corporation, which estimates damages from natural disasters, the quake's total impact is likely to reach $4 billion. That includes property damage, losses from business disruptions, and lost tax revenue. 200 people were injured in the quake, three of them critically. Dozens of buildings have been tagged as unfit to enter, and hundreds of customers are still waiting for their water service to be reconnected.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.